How very true the words of the introit of last Sunday, Septuagesima, which we still celebrate in the ferie of Septuagesima week, are for those of us who follow Christ, some of us more, some of us less. And of course, you can tell where you are by seeing how true the words are for you. I can tell you for myself, they're most true. The groans of death surround me. The sorrows of hell encompass me. And in my affliction, I called upon the Lord, and he heard my voice from his holy temple. How very beautiful these words, which are from Psalm 17. And of course, we also have the last words of the gospel. Many are called, few are chosen. Ultimately speaking, many are called in the sense of almost all of mankind has been called. But how many of mankind follow him? Even among the Catholics, many of them do not follow him. And then among those who call themselves Christians, most of them do not follow him. So many are called, few are chosen. Now today we have the feast of two great saints, one very recent, one very ancient, who are among those who are called and did follow him. In the first instance, which is in the Missal, we have the feast of someone who was, as the Missal says, a relative of the Blessed Virgin Mary. And of course, that then tells us who his brother was also. The second bishop of Jerusalem, St. Simeon. He was the brother of St. James the Lesser, the son of Mary of Cleophas. And they were related to our Lord by the Blessed Mother. And of course, these are the ones about whom those who were critics, and there's always critics, we see this all the time, were saying, are not his brothers and sisters our neighbors? And they did not know who these people were. They were not Jesus' brothers and sisters in that sense. And of course, the Protestants, who did not understand anything about ancient culture, ancient Christian culture, ancient Hebrew culture, think, oh, see, the Blessed Mother is not a virgin. She had other children. Poppycock. They were relatives, very close relatives, cousins, in fact. And so we have St. James the Lesser, who is one of the first of the apostles to be martyred, the first bishop of Jerusalem. And then we have his brother, St. Simeon, whom we celebrate today, who is the second bishop of Jerusalem. And it was to him that our Lord and our Lady appeared around the year, not quite, but a little bit before, because it takes time to prepare. Around the year 70 AD, when the Emperor Titus was about to come and destroy, raze Jerusalem to the ground. And if I told you before, the so-called Wailing Wall that they love so much, where it's not really a wall, it was a foundation of the temple. A little tiny bit that was left that Titus did not destroy. But it was not the walls of the temple. It was the foundation, underneath, underground. And so St. Simeon was told, get all the Catholics out of Jerusalem. And there was a large contingency. And then he was told. And of course, you know, we all say, why should I do this? Why should I do that? How is it going to be happening? We question God, which is ridiculous, ludicrous, and stupid. God will take care of things. And so he did. He provided an oasis for all the Catholics. And then when it was time, he wanted them back. And so St. Simeon, who led them out to the desert and took care of them physically as well as spiritually, led them back to Jerusalem. And they rebuilt Jerusalem. Whatever there is in Jerusalem today was not there at the time of Christ. All the relics of Christ are in Rome and Venice and so forth. They're not in Jerusalem. So when people say, oh, let's go to the Holy Land, it's just the land. There's nothing else that was there at the time of Christ. But people forget that because they get enthused with fables. They have itching ears. And then St. Simeon was to live a very long life. Who would have ever thought it? His brother died when he was in his 20s. He was martyred. And he himself lived to be 120. And he was martyred also in the year 106 AD. So what a wondrous thing. The other saint who is not in the Missal because it's very recent, though not that recent, is she who was a recipient of the wonderful, wonderful visions of the Immaculate Conception, which we have just celebrated at Massaviel in the Pyrenees of France, on the border between Spain and France. And she was Bernadette. And it is her feast today. Now, of course, her official title, because that was her official title as a nun, was Saint Marie Bernard. Marie Bernard. And so today is her feast. And she died very young, a most horrible and painful death of tuberculosis. So for those who follow Christ, the groans of death surround us. The sorrows of hell encompass us. But in our affliction, we call upon the Lord and he hears us. And of course, there are many other saints besides. But those are the two principal saints whom we celebrate on this day, the 18th of February. Let us beseech Almighty God to, through their intercession, to help us and guide us to do God's holy will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.